electricity.
Last time on Bochy.
Peekaboo.
Bochy.
Kind of boning up, not literally, on television.
I love TV for the plots.
So plot, I think it should be plow truck drivers that crash into stuff.
Why do they crash into each other? What are they? This call will answer that question.
The snow plow driver could be named Franco. His daughter, Daisy, is making PCP in the kitchen.
I'll be Daisy, you be Franco.
Hey, Zad, look at all this money. I'm going to go to Caltech.
You'll never qualify. You make too much money being an employee of the highway department.
They used to work for the city, and they're worried about the city getting too knowledgeable about the family operation.
I mean, it's like a reality show.
You think it's a reality show?
It is a reality show. We find real life plow drivers with daughters.
The plow truck drivers are clearing the town because the ice capades are coming. There is some kind of shadowy mafia-owned interest.
You know, it's like some kind of AI that's fallen in love with these people.
Everything that everyone has said so far, but through an early American gothic lens, the pressing in of the supernatural on our daily lives.
But they don't have any lines. They're wearing a mask, and it's up to the audience to figure out who they are.
Okay, a bad boy.
He's on like a billboard or something in like underwear. That's like the B plot to the ice capade thing with his father.
Yes.
But it ends up being the heart of the show because then she turns him, you know, to the other side.
I thought that the title could be quote unquote, which is a Mr. Bungle song.
The daughter, when she's making angel dust, as a viewer, you don't see dust, but you see a snow globe.
Everyone's in the snow globe.
That's right. Or maybe the snow globe is like the dream of the brother who's on the dust.
It's interesting.
The daughter is like the creator of the universe.
That would be a great ending to the episode, where at the episode one, all of a sudden, it's revealed that the whole thing's in a snow globe. You're like, oh my God, this whole thing's been in a snow globe this whole time. I gotta keep watching this show. Because I love TV for the characters.
I love TV for the characters.
I love TV for the plots.
I love TV for the plots.
I love TV for the way it makes me feel.
I love TV for the way it makes me feel.
And now, this week, on Bochy.
I plug in my special mouse. The only mouse. The only mouse that Bochy uses, which is, you know, just a standard black one. It says Kensington on the back, but it's my, it's a really nice one. My father left it to me on his deathbed. Or he left it. I don't know if he left it to me. It was just on his bedside table. I don't like this reverb at all. Hello. Bochy. All right. Crack a can of smoothie. Nice smoothie. It's a fruit punch. I think it says fruit punch smoothie on the side there. I don't actually think this is a smoothie. I think it's just thick fruit punch. But it's good. Babe. She's a good. Let's turn that down. Guitar, let's go. Let's take it easy. Guitar. You dominate all the other programs here at WFMU. You're not gonna dominate Bochy.
Bochy.
Oh, slow on the draw today. Sorry, I forgot how to do this show. I was away last week. I've just forgotten how to do it. Well, I'll figure this out later. Yeah, you're away 1 week and then everything falls apart, which is a Bucci adage.
Bucci.
I knew it.
Adage.
Yeah, sorry everybody. I had a miss last week. Your boy got stuck at an airport. I had to do Bucci there. You know, just waiting in line at Dunkin' Donuts. It was good. Not the same, but it was good. I got a lot of calls. The topic was, how many blueberries are in this muffin? There were 6. But doing Bucci at an airport in line, you know, just muttering, and doing it here to you, I don't want to say one is better than the other one, but they're just different. I'm glad to be back. It was tough being away. You know, I'm not going to say that Bucci is the only thing going on in my life, because I'm not ready to admit that. But certainly when I don't do a show here, I do feel I start having those WFMU dreams again. Oh, Bucci is plagued by WFMU dreams. The usual one is I'm doing a show, but I'm just sitting here behind the board, you know, not talking, not playing music, you know, no bed music, just dead air, just like. And then Micah rushes in and says, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Dead air? What? Dead air is a crime. What are you doing?" And he starts shaking me. Dead air, dead air, dead air. And it's a crime. And I say, I'll show you a crime. And then I go for him, and that's when I wake up. That's my standard dream. I don't know what it means. But the one I had this week, oh boy, this dream. I was walking around. I think it was like a mall. It might have been that American Dream Mall that's in Meadowlands in New Jersey. And it was empty, you know, just the heels of my shoes just clacking on the ground of the mall. And then all of a sudden I'm in an Uber and I can't see who the Uber driver is. It's just a shadow, the back of their head. And then I realize somehow with that dream logic, I know all of a sudden that station manager Ken is the driver of this Uber. And so I just like, kind of like, whoa, I didn't know he was doing Uber now. Wow. We need this marathon, I guess. And then it was just deadly silent. A lot of my dreams are silent, you know, just like. But then I like rustle around. I just had to like get something out of my bag. And Ken yells, "Will you stop rustling back there? Jesus Christ, Bucci!" And then I woke up. So I don't know. But you know what? The positive thing of that dream, I did not sweat through my sheets like I usually do. I was perfectly dry and perfectly cold. So that is a small
Bucci.
That's adage. That's not a Bucci adage. So anyway, ugh. I don't know what I'm doing this week. But anyway, thank you, Alan. Alan 6 Degrees for filling in last week. He did his segment, Ask Alan. I hope he enjoyed doing that because he's never going to do it again. Because I've gotten so many compliments on his show. Like, to me. People are like, oh, Bucci, you had to fill Alan. I really like the way he did this, you know, on the show. I like the way he fielded that call. That was so smooth. I like the way that he didn't attack other WFMU DJs on the air. They just loved him. Salivating. They were, not me. So that's not good. I set Alan up to fail, and he didn't. So that's my fault. You just can't leave the door open a second here. It's too much talent coming off the WFMU bench, I guess.
Bucci's in a tizzy.
I'm not in a tizzy. What? Where did that come from? I'm not in a tizzy. I'm not. I'm regular. I'm just observing, you know, it's just very, very interesting how that worked. So the next time I do a fill-in, I'm not going to do a fill-in. I'll always be here. Always.
Always.
So last week, yeah, I was in Montreal. And then, you know, before I got stuck at the airport, I was in Montreal. I think Alan said I was in Belgium last week, but I guess he forgot to ask Alan what my vacation plans were. So anyone who got advice from him better take that with a grain of salt. But Montreal, c'est magnifique. That's magnificent. It was really nice. The food there, oh. You know, I just did the Anthony Bourdain tour. Like, what did Anthony Bourdain eat here? And I went around and all the stores are closed because of COVID. They all went out of business. But it was really great. The food, mwah. I'm kissing the tips of my fingers. The food, mwah. The people, I'm not going to kiss the tips of my fingers. That. The culture, mwah, mwah. It's like a very European city, obviously. They speak in the French and they're speaking the other language. I can't think of the name of it. Went to a spa. It was 4 degrees and I'm wandering around in my bathing trunks, and without a topless, and just going into a series of ever-warming pools. And they call that relaxing. I don't know.
Bucci's in a tizzy.
Just shut. Gotta talk to my uncle about that stupid drop. So it was great being in Montreal. Wouldn't necessarily recommend going in the middle of winter, but it was very nice. And I went up there with my most recent wife, and she seemed to enjoy it too, though she was incredibly pissed off at me for taking her up there. Nice to be back, though. Nice to fly in, you know, on that, airplane, and fly in, see that New York City skyline, the Salesforce building, crypto.com towers, the big DSW. It's really nice. They're nice to be home. I never thought I'd call New York home or feel like it would be home, but it is. Okay. But I came back. So one of the things I, on this trip, Montreal came, I kind of went on a little bit of a spending spree, and I came back with all these fancy cheeses, like lots of little wedges, just lots of little wedges, and then some big wedges, Gouda, Avignon, Mimolette, Brie, not Larson.
Bucci.
Craft singles. Took a handful of those. I mean, it's just too much. And my wife's taste in cheeses like stop and start at Chuck E, if you know what I mean. So, man, what am I gonna do with this stuff? I can't eat it all. What am I going to, I almost swore, do? The fridge is stuffed. Can't keep it out on the counter. This is really ripe cheese. So I figured, you know what? Baby, it's time for a good old American cheese pull. What a great loop that is. Thanks, my uncle. Yeah, a cheese pull. I'm not looking at the chat right now, but I can just... I just sense that they're going, Bucci, what's a cheese pull? What is a cheese? Let me check. I bet they are. Hold on. Well, no, they're not. They're talking about Alan's filling. Anyway, let me describe what I'm talking about, this cheese pull. A cheese pull is a person makes a sandwich. Usually it's a grilled cheese sandwich. They work the best. And they can make it with any kind of cheese or cheeses that they want. And then two people get on either side of the sandwich, and then they start pulling. They start pulling it apart. And if the person, this is where the skill comes in, if the person who made the sandwich right, the cheese will stretch and stretch and stretch until it breaks. And then the distance is measured. Like, oh, how far apart were they? And I have a friend, Steve, who, with his pal, Mike, once they, a couple years ago, I guess, they stretched a sandwich. It was 10 feet. That cheese string, you know, was kind of, that was 10 feet. That's like 3 feet taller than Bucci. So that gives you an idea. And by the end, it was crazy. The cheese was so thin and taut that you could, I mean, you really could. You could string a violin with that thing. And it'd be great. It would work. That's 10 feet. That's the Rhode Island record. And it's, I mean, maybe people are like, I don't know what you're talking about. But maybe it's just a Rhode Island thing. I don't think so. It was a niche sport until a couple of years ago, but there's been a rise in popularity due to, well, TikTok and Instagram Reels, which is my my baby. If you spend any time on food TikTok or food Instagram, you will see that the younger generation, God bless them, has really, they really like their food ooey and gooey and squishy and cheesy. Cheesy. So, you know, like, it, all these videos, they're building this, you know, they have this, you know, have a video of them building this sandwich or whatever it is. And then they kind of, the coup de grace is, you know, they'll just randomly put an over easy egg on top of it, like on top of a plate of beans, and then they'll slice into it, and that ooze will go everywhere. And that's what people are waiting for. And above all of them is the cheese pull. That's what people, it's like the climax, literally, of all these food videos. You just add, I mean, that's kind of, it's like an algorithm thing. You know, you add cheese, even if it doesn't need cheese, you just squirt it in there, and then at the end you pull it apart, and it's sensual. It's super, like, it's like there's sensuality in it, and it's kind of the payoff for the video. You're kind of waiting and kind of edging and edging and edging ever closer to that moment when they just, you know, and then it's just, oh, everyone gasps and rewatches the video and just jacks up that view count. You know, it's just like, it's catnip, but it's edible catnip. And these people aren't stupid. They know that that's what we want. That's what, for some reason, it's in the zeitgeist, this long, you know, this image of a long glop of cheese pouring out of a garlic knot. And it goes viral. You know, next thing you know, you're on an AT&T commercial pulling cheese out of an iPhone. So anyway, I kind of got lost there. But what I'm going to basically, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a cheese pull competition. I have a series. I have all these cheeses. I've made a series of soft grilled cheese sandwiches. And I have a tape measure. And so you and I are going to take either side of this sandwich and we're going to pull it apart. And if we can get more than one person on the phone at the same time, we're going to have a competition between you two callers. So you'll be pulling the sandwich apart and I'll be the judge judging it. This better not be one of these unpopular topics either. I swear to God. So that's after the break. Big news. Bucci has got a call screener today. It's WFMU's own Jim the Poet.
Bucci.
Jim the Poet. He'll be out there taking your calls because I keep missing calls and, you know, people keep dropping out. And so he needs a little bit of help out here. And Jim is a person for the job. So that's after the break. We're going to do this cheese pull, which I can't pull this cheese by myself. So let's just get it all, you know, warmed up. And let's listen to, how about a nice French rap in honor of Montreal? It is Suni Mac with his song Sur le Boulevard du Rhythm Funky, which I think it means Funk Street or Rhythm on Funk Street or something. Something like that. So that's up after the break, you know, call in. But right now, just listen to some of this fellow rapping in French. Only on WFMU.
Ça roule, ça roule, ça roule. Et oui, c'est encore lui. Certains diront, mais c'est de la folie. Mais non, c'est F de Belo N E.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
cheese pull competition.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
All right, that's enough. I wonder what that guy was saying, Suni Mac. All right, we're doing a cheese pull competition here at WFMU. I have an assortment of cheeses and assortment of that are in an assortment of grilled cheese sandwiches. I'm going to take one end, you're going to take the other one. We're going to see how far this cheese stretches. And if I can get two people on the line at the same time, we're going to do it between you and I'll just be judging. Just sitting back in the cut, judging. Had a call. I lost it. Jim, what the heck happened? He's got one job. I don't even know what that one job is. Maybe we, as we, while we wait this for this last phone call to clear, maybe some of the rules. You can use any kind of cheese you want. I found that mozzarella, either buffalo or bear is the best for stretching, but also, surprisingly, those Kraft cheese singles, which I mentioned, work well because they contain sodium phosphate, which makes it extra rubbery and has a lot of tensile strength. No rubber. And finally, no caramellos.
Bucci adage.
Caller, you got Shabooch. Hello.
Bucci.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey, is this Zach?
This is.
Hey, Zach, how are you doing?
Hey.
Yes?
Hey, doing all right. Hey, did you ever connect with Andy to get your mentorship underway? You sound a little down.
What are you talking about? Mentoring? I'm mentoring Andy?
He would take some mentorship, or he said he'd be willing to take you under his wing. We talked about it last 7 second delay.
He has,
or not last week, the week before.
No, I didn't know. Yeah, I don't. Do I want to be under Andy Breckman's wing? I feel like.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have not heard about this, so I'm going to have to find more out about this before.
2 weeks ago, listen to that show.
Okay.
With, wherever we were all voting on the favorite month.
Okay. Oh, I heard about that show.
You and Mrs.
Yes, that's true. I was. I must have missed it. Anyway, let's not talk about 7 seconds. I spent 15 minutes talking about Alan's show. I can't spend another 15 minutes talking about 7 seconds delay.
That was another good feeling.
Yeah,
listen. Alan and Jim did it with them.
Zach.
I mean, they did great together.
I'm going to hang up. I don't want to do it because I like you a certain amount. So, but let's not talk about other shows.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I want to give a shout out. Thanks for Jim being a call screener.
All right, so Zach, I have this. Do you want to be the first person to see? Just to, so people aren't sure how this is going to work, I would like to. Would you like to do it with me? You want to do a little competition?
Sure, Bucci. I'd
okay.
love to.
So what I would like you to do? Are you what kind of phone are you on? You on a cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, so I need you to put the cell phone down.
Okay.
And then take the other side of this grilled cheese sandwich. Here it is. You got it?
All right.
Okay, yeah. And now we're going to start pulling it apart. You got it?
Okay, and what kind of cheese did you have loaded up with
this? This is a combination mozzarella and the Kraft. It's like the Kraft cheese. So this is like a pretty stretchy pin. So this, we're going to see how long this is going to stretch, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're going to start backing away, though, you know, because if you're standing
yeah.
still, then I'm not going to know if you're actually stretching it, because we can't
stretching.
Lie. All right, you ready? Let's
yeah.
go. Let's stretch right now.
Right.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh,
stretch.
Yeah.
Just keep stretching. We're doing it. Keep stretching. Oh, yeah, you're doing it. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, it broke. Oh, it broke. There you go. Wow, that was. All right, hold on. Don't move.
Okay. Measure it.
I got to measure it. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got?
I got 6 feet 3 inches.
Oh my God, Zach! That's not bad. That's not gonna be a break a record, but that's not a bad thing. How did that feel? Did you know that it could stretch? That cheese could stretch that long?
No,
me neither.
It must be that the processing on that crab.
Well, I'm telling you, that sodium phosphate really does it. All right, man. Thank you for setting us off.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah. Thanks. Cheers.
I think I just dropped the call. Jim, I just dropped the call! I don't know. I think I hit the wrong button. Why is Jim being here make it more easy to drop these calls? Call back, I'm very sorry. 201-209-9368. We're doing a cheese, a good old-fashioned cheese pull. It's as American as... I don't know. It's American, okay? That's all you need to know about it. It's just American. Hold on. I'm going to turn this music up because it's too lonely without it. So we got about 6 feet 3 inches on that baby. So let's get these phones going so maybe we can get two people online and really start stretching that thing out. There we go. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey. Hey.
Who? Hey, who is this? Is this Hero?
Hero?
Hey, Hero. How you doing, man?
Good.
What's the furthest you've ever stretched a piece of cheese? It's a good question.
I think about 3 inches.
3 inches. That's still pretty, it's not bad, though. What was it? Do you remember? What was it?
I think it was cheddar.
Yeah. Well, cheddar's not very stretchy, so that would explain the 3 inches. What I got in here, in this sandwich, is mozzarella and cheddar, the fake cheddar, and also a little brie, which is not that stretchy, but we'll see. So I have another person on the call, on the phone. Hold on 1 second, Hero. Don't go anywhere.
Why?
Don't. Caller, you go Bucci. Caller, you go Bucci. Hero, is this you?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Hold on 1 second. Ready? Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, what up, Booch?
Oh, hey. I think I just hung up on Hero. Oh, my God.
Sorry, man.
Hero, call back. 201-209-9368. I'm sorry. Hey, is this Ziggy?
Yeah, Ziggy.
All right, hold on. What do I do? Lock it?
What's that?
Yeah, nothing. I'm not. Doesn't matter. Do you want to stretch some cheese with your old pal, Booch?
Yeah, I heard you say you want to stretch it out.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just be careful there, all right?
What do you mean?
So we got this sandwich going on, and we're going to take one end of it right now.
Is it this end right here?
Yes, it's that end. What, are you going to take my end of the sandwich? That doesn't work. We're not going to get anything done if that happens. So get on the other side of the sandwich. Don't stand next to me.
All right, I'm going to get on this side.
Don't look at me either while you're doing this.
Look
up. All right, you ready? Now, you put the phone down. You're going to put the phone down.
Putting the phone down.
And now, slowly.
Down.
All right, put it down. Is it down? Now, let's back away. Ready? Let's start stretching.
All right, ready? Go! Do it!
All right.
Go out.
Yes, let's do it. Come on, keep pulling. Pull it. Get your back into it, man.
You're not even trying.
Dig your heels in. Pull.
You gotta go the other way.
It broke. It's gone. It broke. Yeah, well, let's mismeasure it.
I don't know. That's at least
1 inch. Unbelievable. All right. Sorry, Zach. It was only 1 inch.
Did you say pull or push?
No, it was pull. You couldn't have pushed.
Oh.
All right. Bye.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
All right. I got two calls. Jim, come in here. Help me with these phones. This is humiliating.
Crazy Booch.
All right, listen. I want both of these phones to be on the air. How am I going to do that? I have to lock it in there? All right, now what?
Oh, I think we hung up on that one. Wait, what happened to the button? Why is the button on the ground?
Hello, hey, this is, you got your Bucci.
Hey.
Hey, oh, is this is Hero again?
Oh, okay, good.
All right, well, we dropped the other call.
Oh, they'll call back.
Get out of here. Hey, Hero. Sorry I hung up on you, man. Let's just do you and me. Let's do this sandwich. So put the phone down, please. You got to say. All right. And I just want to hear you backing away. I just want to make sure you can hear this, right? You can hear
Bucci.
This. Can you hear that? That drop?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure we can all hear the cheese. All right, man. Let's start going. Ready?
All right.
Pull. Pull, Hero, pull! Keep pulling! Oh my God, look at this! It's going! Hero, oh my God, we're doing it! That broke it. Look, man, that was great. You had some skill there. You were doing some rotating. All right, let me measure it. Hold on. 10 feet is the record, by the way, if you want to know that record. So let's see. It is 9 feet, 9 inches. Oh, shy of the record. But that is very, very respectable for your first time. People's trained years to get this thing right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Hero. You have the crown for the day.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
Bye. I'm gonna lose it here with these phones. I obviously need to take a refresher course on these, putting two phone calls on the line at the same time. You know, some people make it seem that Michael Shelley, he makes it seem it's like honey off his fingers. He makes it seem so easy. And meanwhile, I'm all thumbs and some fingers. So call it back. We're doing it right though. We got 9 feet 9 inches or 9 feet 5 inches on that last pull. We're doing the good old American cheese pull. We're pulling cheese as far as it will stretch and measuring it. Is that a Bucci adage? No, why would it be? I had a neighbor, this is again back in Rhode Island, who spiked like a hunk of that Raclette cheese. It's like that. It's like this German cheese that they usually like melt and put it on bread. But he had a big chunk of it, and he spiked it on a fence and just left it there all summer. And, you know, at first it was like the neighbors were complaining because it was really, it stank. But as it melted in the sun, it started, you know, started stretching, started drooping down the fence. People started, like, getting really excited because this is Rhode Island. And this was like a 15-foot fence, too. So it would be, you know, if it touched the ground, that would be considerably past the record. And then someone put a GoPro on it. So it was like a 24-hour stream, and it was such a big deal that it appeared as a picture-in-picture across all the station's programming. So you'd be watching like Bones or like Monk with a gun, and it would be in the corner of the screen. This just like this cheese kind of falling down this fence. And then one late hot August night, it touched the grass. It touched it 15 feet, 2 inches. That was a party. Man, that was so exciting. It was the last time I remember Rhode Islanders really coming together for something other than, you know, a coffee milk tax riot. I'm just kidding there. Of course, there were people, including the Guinness World Records people, that said that it didn't count because it wasn't pulled. Gravity did all the work, and if it were pulled, it would have snapped, you know, because of the force of it. Which I think actually they do have a point there, but doesn't, you know, people? Everyone has an opinion. Well, I think I lost another call there. 201-209-9368. Getting a cheese pull competition with Bucci.
Bucci.
And if no one else wants to do it, then I'll just do it with Jim. Him and I will just start pulling. Well, we'll do it. Stop clapping. We'll just do it. I can do it. I have 8 more sandwiches. Different kinds of bread, too. I got a crusty French bread. That's going to provide a lot of good handholds, you know. It'll give you a nice grip on that. And then I have just regular white bread with camembert in it. And then I have a ball of burrata also, no bread. So burrata is like another very popular kind of thing lately. It's like a ball of cheese that's made of mozzarella and cream. It's disgusting. And it comes in ball form. And then they plop it on top of your dish. And then when you cut into it, it oozes all over your hamburger, your salad. And that ooze, again, is like that. It's like people want that. They want that oozy, creamy, stretchy, cheesy feeling all over their food. I saw, again, it was just on TikTok. I saw a restaurant, and where there was this waiter, you know, he was waiting on the people, and then the person you thought was a waiter was actually made of burrata, and they sliced him open right at the table, and he spilled out all over the place. 14 million views. And I can't get people to follow me on Bucci Nights at WFMU.org or subscribe to my podcast at Apple Podcasts. But, you know, you put a little, you make a man out of burrata and cut him open live on TikTok, and all of a sudden you're the man. Call you Gabucci.
Hello.
Hello, muffly voice. Who is this?
Rambo.
Okay. What's your name?
Franco.
Oh, it's Franco. Franco, where are you calling from under the bed? What's going on with the reception?
I don't know. You know, it's like I've called, your man says the phone, and then it just goes dead. Something funny is happening, and I'm not saying it's Jim. I'm not saying it's Jim. My
No, it's not. Well, it sounds like it's you. I mean, I can't really hear you. Well, we're going to try it. You want to get into a cheese pull competition with me?
No, I do.
All right, so put that muffly phone, take it out of its sock that you're calling over, and then put it down. And we're going to start. We're going to start.
Liberated.
Yes. All right. Now, I'm going to use the, all right, I'm going to give you the French bread. So we got French bread, brie, butter, mozzarella, and take one and take it. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Now let's start backing away slowly. Let's do it. Ooh, baby. Okay.
Everywhere.
Okay. Wow. All right. Let's see. Let's see how it goes.
All right.
Five and a half. Not bad. Not bad.
No.
Not great, but not bad.
No.
No. I mean, Hero hit the bar. And you kind of waving at the bar, like, I can't hit the bar. I'm 3 feet away from
it. I was going to suggest that we use the Bubblicious, the cheese-flavored one. You can stretch that for a mile.
Okay. Franco, you sound like it kind of sounds like a ransom call. We get so muffly. It sounds like you have a handkerchief over the phone and you're trying to disguise your voice.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Well, try back next week, man. It's good to hear from you.
I think it's time to put the cheese in the microwave and put my phone on it.
Okay. That might be it. All right, man. Call back next week. New phone, new Franco.
I'm trying to fix this problem.
All right. I think it's you, because no other call sounded like this, babe.
I don't know what to say.
Me right, neither.
Never mind. I'll say nothing.
Bye. All right. Unbelievable. I feel like I can't get a grasp on whether the show is going well or not. Much like the grasp that you'll have on the sandwich that you and I are pulling apart like a couple of wild dogs that are in a cheese pulling competition. And like I said, yeah, no, people in the chat are mad because I said no caramellos. They want to stretch a caramello from across the room. And that's a no, just because they are, I mean, that's a whole different competition, you know. We did try that, the caramello stretching competition, but then they stopped making caramellos, and people started hoarding them because, like, no, I'm not going to stretch this thing out. I want to eat it myself. And also, you can stretch a caramello out, like, very, very far. So some people were cheating. They would take a sandwich and then kind of put a little cheese in it and then stick a caramello in there and start pulling it apart, and it would be, like, 20 feet. 20, 25 feet. Like, whoa, this is so great. And then they realize, hey, 201-209-9368. We're in a cheese pulling competition. That's right. That's what we're doing. I can't believe I wasn't able to get Poutube calls on the air. I'm just so frustrated with Jim the Poet. Not for the first time. But I do thank you, thank the boy for being out there. He's a good person, you know. Basically, all right. You know what, Jim? I think he left. You want to stretch a sandwich?
Oh yeah, man! I've been waiting the whole time to stretch a sandwich.
All right. Take one side. Don't come. Go. Stay over. Just stay on the other side of the counter, right?
Where am I going?
Yeah, stay right there. Here's the sandwich. Okay. All right, now we're going to start pulling it. Now, I want you to see how far you can get all the way. See if we can get all the way down into the record library.
Into the record library, okay.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get your mic up there.
I'm ready. Wait, do you have it? So you have your end and I have my end?
Well, I'm holding it in my hand. You can't see it?
No, I see it, but I'm just saying I have a bad angle. So you have it.
Yes, I have it and you have
and
it.
And I
we're
have
gonna
it.
Start pulling it apart.
Okay.
And I'm not going to... It is the sandwich.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, now let's start backing away.
All right.
Go.
Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. I just...
Pull.
I pull. I don't want it to stop.
Pull now.
I don't want it to stop.
Pulling.
I'm pulling.
Pull.
This is a... How far am I?
I don't know, but keep going.
I'm in the S's.
No. Okay, where are you, Jim? Where are you?
The weird cassette wall.
Oh, that's the cassette wall. All right. Keep going, man. I think we can get it. All right.
I'm in the A. Big use.
Oh, you're in the A. Jim is in the A section. That is way out there. All right.
Arco.
All right. It broke. Oh, man. That was good, though. Come in here. Let's see how long that
was.
Made
a bit of a mess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'll slurp it up after.
Micah going to get,
I can't worry about Micah anymore.
Whose job is it to sweep up the hallway? Because it's going to...
I think it's mine.
Actually, it actually requires... Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to go. I'm trying
to... Yeah, go all the way back there.
All right, wait a minute.
Keep... Go all the way where it was.
You got your ring?
All right. Oh my God, that's as far as the tape measure goes, Jim.
That's as far as the tape measure goes?
It's 24 feet.
I'm only in the weird cassette wall.
How much further was that?
It was at least 5 or 10 more feet.
So you're saying 30 feet.
It was 30 feet at least.
I think that's the record. I mean, that is definitely the record.
But we're definitely going to need to Swiffer a little bit.
And also, you weren't cheating or anything.
No,
you were
I wouldn't do that. I respect the cheese pull contest.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad someone does. Because no one else wants to get involved
in this.
No,
people are...
The
people who've been pulling have been doing a great job.
I think so as well. You having a nice time call screening?
Oh, yeah.
We're having a terrible...
I don't know if I made things worse for you. Did
you did.
Worse?
Yeah, you did.
I not really know what I was doing?
No, I believe it's... I think it's...
I think we have to... You have to hit the button.
There's a fatal flaw somewhere.
There's something happening that I should have read.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time since I've had two callers at once, so that's probably...
You've had two callers at the same time?
No, that's been a while since I have.
No, but you never had two callers on the air at the same time.
Jim, I'm going to turn your mic off.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
Fine. That's good. Right. I'm going back to
go there. Back in there, all right?
We need some calls.
Yeah, 201-209-9368. We're doing an old-fashioned cheese pull. In Connecticut... They do a version with that Connecticut pizza. You know, they have that Mystic pizza there in Connecticut. That's supposed to be so, I almost swore, good. And they get either side of this pizza. First they scrape the cheese off the pizza, feed the rest of it to a dog. It's like this fat, fat dog they just keep feeding all this bread to. It's like the, I don't know his name. I don't know the name of the dog. Anyway, they get the cheese separated, isolated from the pizza, and then they start pulling and pulling, and it doesn't work. It's a flop of a competition because you can't pull that cheese more than 2 inches. And when they come to Rhode Island and they see what the big boys do, we're getting 10 feet off a sandwich, they feel real stupid. Not for the first time in their lives, because they are, after all, from Connecticut.
Rude!
Well, what are you doing? 201-209-9368. We have 8 minutes left. I can't believe we have 8 minutes left. You know, I talked to many people about this topic, and I should have taken their silence as some sort of clue.
Boochie's in a tizzy.
I'm not in a tizzy. But what is a tizzy? Call Iga Boochie.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this? Hello. Who is this?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who's this? Your name?
Freya.
Oh, hey, Freya. You've called in before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, hey, Freya. So, let's see if I can get someone else on the line. Hold on. Freya, have you ever been in a cheese pull competition before?
Nope.
No? That's weird. All right, so we're going to do it now. So I think I got it locked.
Okay.
Don't want to hang up on you.
What?
Don't want to hang up on you. This is, don't worry. I'm on this end. Don't worry, Freya.
Okay.
All right. All right. So that locked that. And now let's get this on. Caller, you got Bucci. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Who is this?
I'm good. This is Jerome.
Hey, Jerome. Can you hit Freya? Can you talk? Freya, can you talk?
Hi, Freya.
Yeah, I can talk.
Can you guys hear each other?
I can hear Freya.
Hear whoever you are.
Yeah, Freya, this is Jerome. Jerome, this is Freya. So we're going to get into a cheat. So I want you guys to take either side of this sandwich I'm handing you right now. You got it?
Yes, I got it.
The shorter side because I'm on a diet. I use Noom.
We're not eating this sandwich. If you eat the sandwich, I'm going to hang up on you because I only have a certain amount of it.
No, I won't eat it.
No eating. Though. Okay. So, all right, Jerome, now put your phones down because you can't pull pull cheese when you're still on your phone, of course.
Never.
Okay.
Bucci.
All right, you ready? And let's start pulling now. Go. Pull. Pull, guys. Pull.
My fingers are kind of, tired. I've been working.
That's your nightmare. Freya, are you pulling?
I'm pulling.
All right, how?
I'm in my dining room right now.
Okay, so where are you?
I'm in Jersey City, actually.
No, that's not what I meant. All right, so keep pulling.
Oh, the cheese is pulling.
Yeah.
I got 12 yards.
No, you don't. We're not going by the yards. All right, that's...
I'm down at the end zone.
All right. All right, now we're going to measure this thing. Freya and Jerome, stay where you are. Don't move.
12 yards.
Yeah, nice try. It is, you know what? It's not too bad, though. It is 8 feet 7 inches. That's not bad. But I think, Jerome, I think that was all Freya, though, actually. So, Freya, good job.
I think she went.
Yeah, it was fun, right? Yeah, now you can stop saying that you've never been in one, and you can start saying you have been in one.
I have.
All right, and then mention Bucci, and then tell everyone to subscribe to the Bucci podcast. All right, bye. Oh, God. All right, call you go Bucci.
Oh, Bucci, hi.
Hey.
Hi, I want to pull cheese with you.
Yeah, sure. Who is this?
This is Lorena.
L-U, is it Lur?
Hi. Yeah, I've been wanting to pull cheese with someone for a long time.
I know, right?
Since I did it once.
Where'd you do it? Where was it?
I did it one time when I was in my kitchen.
Mm. Good place.
Yeah.
Good place to do it. Yeah, I mean, don't you find it to be kind of a satisfying thing when you pull something apart, you pull a mozzarella stick apart, and it just kind of starts stretching all over the place? Isn't that so satisfying?
Oh, yeah. But sometimes you can actually just make it. Give it a clean cut, you know, with some kitchen utensils.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, that cheese doesn't want to let go. It's like two lovers. You know, you're pulling apart a grilled cheese sandwich. It's like two lovers embracing. They don't want to be apart from each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it can go either way.
All right, we only have 3 minutes left. So put your phone down.
Okay.
All right, you ready? And start backing away. Yeah, me too. I'm pulling.
Okay.
All right. Micah, you're in the way. I'm trying to pull this cheese.
Okay, can I get some cheese for you?
All right. Keep pulling. Lorraine, Lorena. Keep pulling.
Okay, I'm
pulling.
I'm pulling as hard as I can.
Oh, wow. Where are you?
I'm almost at the Micah, it's strangling.
Micah, you're in the way. I'm trying to pull this thing around you. Make a better door than a cheese puller.
I'm going down the stairs, too.
All right, and wait, hold on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You got it. It broke. It broke.
Wow.
But let me see.
Awesome, Bucci.
That was so cool. Wait, hold on.
Oh, my God. I've never seen it.
No, 9 feet, 7 inches. That is unbelievable.
Okay.
That's so respectable. So respectable.
I am so satisfied with this. Well, good night.
Well, good night. And you can have that remnant of that cheese. Just, just clean it off first.
Oh, great. Okay, right. I will.
Bye. Micah, you almost messed up that cheese pull. Wait, I don't have the mic is not feeling it button. All right. So you've been, this is really great. I'm going to stand by that statement. Very, very nice. I'm going to have a great time. As usual with you, I never knew it could be this fun. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online and all the time at WFMU.org. I will be back next week because I cannot, I just cannot. This is a very delicate time for me. If my dreams, my WFMU dreams mean anything, it means I have to buckle down and do very, very good shows, of which this is one of them. So anyway, Music of Mind Control with your boy Micah is up next. Until then, who listens to Bucci? You do, Cheese.